This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode in our series, Common Mistakes in Ramadan. We all know how important in Ramadan to read Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Ramadan is the month where Al-Quran was sent down. We all heard the stories how the Prophet ﷺ used to review the Quran with Jibreel during Ramadan. A lot of people interested in attending Khatm al-Quran in the masajid, you know, talking about the Khatm and the dua and things of that nature. But what is sad that also there is a great number of people don't really read Quran during the month of Ramadan, and they don't put the effort. And if they start with the first day or second day, but they don't continue, you know. Unfortunately, you know, attending Khatm al-Quran in the masjid is not enough. You know, that somebody else make Khatm al-Quran, not you. You know, attending Khatm doesn't make you did Khatm al-Quran. You have to put an effort to read, or at least if you can't read, to listen. To read the translation of the Quran while you're listening to the Quran, put a little bit of effort. It doesn't matter how much you read from the Quran. It doesn't matter if it's a full surah or page. Even if the whole entire month of Ramadan, you are able only to increase in your memorization one short surah, that's great, better than nothing. If you were able to learn how to read a little bit better, you know, to be familiar with it, that's excellent. If you heard the whole Quran, that's a fantastic thing. If you were able to read the Quran, that even much better for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with the ability to read. But we should put a serious effort in caring for the Quran. It's not enough to be just words and wishful thinking, but it has to be translated to actions. And I'm saying this because it is sad that Ramadan comes and goes, and some of us, their relationship with the Quran is exactly the same as before Ramadan. You know, the only maybe difference that they attended Khatma. A lot of people get distracted during the month of Ramadan by watching TVs or playing games, you know, being in social media all the time. And I want you to take a break from these distractions as much as you can, and you put effort, a sincere effort, with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have so many tools that can help us. Today there is apps that will help you to do your khatma. You tell them, I want to do one khatma or two khatma al-Quran based on your ability, they will help you. There is today some apps organized by people where you can read and you send it to the people. I will reply to you by correcting your recitation. You should start something in your own local masjid, your community, with your family member, that you know what, we read a page every day, or we read a juz every day. It depends on your abilities. A halqa inside the house. For example, the imams, if they hear this message, or you can deliver this message to your leaders, your religious leaders in your community. They should help the general public to care for the Quran and to encourage them and to follow up with them. Today, we have so many programs designed to help those who are very basics in the Quran. And I'm proud to say one of the most successful programs that we launched in Al Maghrib Institute, Quran Revolution. Make sure that you register in it or similar programs so you can improve your recitation and improve your relationship with the Quran. Because the moment you approach the book of Allah and you open that book, Allah will open a new life for you, a new experience in this life. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال, إِنَّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِي جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَالْبَيْتِ الْخَرِبِ, that those hearts or souls which is empty from the Quran, it's like the abandoned houses. Have you ever been to an abandoned house? What's scary, dark, dusty, you know, insects and rats and all kind of bad things in it? That's how your soul is. From inside, if there is no Quran inside you. So I hope that this Ramadan, will make the best of it when it comes to our relationship with the Quran, because it is really a bad mistake to let Ramadan comes and goes while your relationship with the Quran is still the same. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make al-Quran rabi'a qulubina, you know, the spring of our hearts, and to help us to read it, to memorize it, and to follow its command, and to read it with tadabbur. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.